This is Slide Into Your DMs,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating
in a digital world,
with Brian McDuffie and Maggie Mayfield.
I have this weird conundrum that I'm going to need your help with, Brandon.
I'm excited.
So my boyfriend and I...
Oh, it's a boyfriend now.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah. His best friend is engaged to be married. Mm-hmm. And his fiance and I met, and she's very cool, and I like her very much. We've made attempts to like talk and get to know. I've called her on the phone. You know, like, if I'm going to spend a lot of time with this person, I need to know, you know, who else I'm hanging out with. Anyway, she's very, very cool. So tonight, about a week ago, she was like, hey, we're trying to throw this party, and there's a few people that are non-negotiable. They have to be there. I was like, okay. She's like, when are you free? And I was like, well, I can't do Tuesdays. I can't do this, whatever. And she's like, okay, well, how about Thursday tonight? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, sounds great. And then earlier this week, I got word that my nieces have some family or some school history night recital thing. And I was like, yeah, I should be there. Like, that's pretty important over a dinner. Like, I need to be there for the family. Well, the boyfriend calls today and he was like, yeah, no problem. I got headshots at work, something he's got to go take care of. So he couldn't even make the dinner either.
Yeah.
And he calls me on my way to go pick up Brian. And he's like, hey, the dinner tonight, apparently they're getting married.
Oh. it's an engagement, like a post-proposal party?
Brandon, you never been to a surprise wedding?
I think they're...
I'm a little confused, Brian. Could you explain
what
to me?
Hell?
Yeah.
It's when no one knows there's a wedding, you know?
I think...
And you show up, then we go, surprise, you're getting married.
Is this like a real... Is this a real thing?
Yeah, this is the thing. And there's like a dad normally, like a shotgun. It's a fun thing, you know?
I've never been invited to one. I feel left out at
this
point.
Dude, you know what? I'll have a surprise wedding. I'll invite you.
Thank
you.
God. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Yeah. I don't know how he found out he was just really mad. He was like, if this was happening, it would be nice to know what is going on.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. Now I'm stuck in this whole, like, what's more important? Do I go to my niece's history night at school? Or do I go to this surprise
wedding?
Right.
Yeah.
We haven't been together that long.
Are they doing it like in their backyard?
I have no idea.
With a like a certified
I have no
preacher
idea.
Man?
I have no idea. I have no clue.
I'm really torn.
And all
on
I could think
right
was like, I'm glad that I wore
can me and
this.
Can Brandon fill in for you?
That would be
what
so
are you
funny.
Doing tonight? Let's just go to this
you
wedding
go to the
for
yeah.
an hour.
Hi,
you know?
I'm Maggie. Nice to meet
yeah,
you.
I'm, yeah, hey, I'm Maggie's boyfriend.
Nice to meet you. Like, we know you, asshole, and you're not him.
No, I am. We're them.
People change, all right?
People change. Love that.
Asshole? Yeah.
That's the excuse we're rolling with. I'm just going to be quiet and look pretty.
What would you do?
How old are the kids?
9 and 11.
Are you like a prominent like auntie in their life? Like,
yeah. And here's the thing is like their mom is out on a business work trip this week.
Oh, you have to be there.
And grandma can't be there.
You have to be there. Fuck these people. If they wanted you there, they should have disclosed a little more how important it was.
Yeah.
You have the bailout of, I think you tell your boyfriend like, hey, you bailed. So when you bailed, I bailed. And now I have plans. And I get that this sucks. And I'm sorry that you're going to have to go there and ask the questions. Even promise like, I'll be there as soon as this is over.
Yeah.
I might miss the proposal and part of the dinner, but like if they're having drinks after and you can pull up to that. Yeah. This is a good compromise moment of your relationship, I think.
Yeah.
But that sucks. That
well, he's not
sucks.
Even going to be available until like after 8 p.m. anyway, because he's got a thing
that came
up.
Oh, well,
when the
hell is this history school thing? Why are these kids up so late? What time is that at?
Right. It starts at like 7:15.
Oh, that's way too late.
That's what
it
I
should
said.
Be 5:15.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah, do both, but I think you put the kids first, especially with the mom not being there. Mm-hmm. And like, I guess I don't mean this in any type of way, but like you might break up with that guy.
Yeah.
They'll be family forever.
Yep. You're
and
right.
You'll regret it. If he ends up being a giant douchebag or cheats on you, you'll just be like, I can't believe I chose him over family.
Yeah, you're right.
And if he's
right.
the one, he'll understand.
Yeah, you're right.
So. Yeah, and both events are going to be kind of boring anyway.
Yeah, both are going to suck ass. Yeah. You should get loaded.
It's not like you're choosing like, one's fun, either one's going to be awkward, or you're going to learn about Benjamin Franklin again, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
I need to get drunk immediately.
That's fun. Drunk at the history recital, that's a fun aunt right there. That's a good aunt. That's the aunt you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
Have
we
met?
There's no open bar at the elementary recital. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Kind of, this is not like back in my day, you know?
Yeah. Surprise. Yeah, that's
well,
crazy.
Well, Brian, when this episode comes out, how did things go with your trip?
Oh, I leave tomorrow.
No, I know, but when this comes out, you'll have already gone. So the next week.
Oh, I'm making it up.
Now the bit's done.
Oh, it was great. The sunshine was hitting the sky perfectly. You know, gleaming
off
of her
bridge?
Eyes. Oh, you know. Oh, did I? I drove across it.
Wow.
Very excited.
Really?
Twice.
Wow. Twice.
Very excited.
Alcatraz.
That's bought tickets today.
Did you really?
Yeah. Very excited.
Have so much fun. At
yeah. Have you been to Alcatraz?
Yes, when I was a kid.
Day or night?
Definitely day. I was a pussy. I would not go at night now.
I think the view is going to be better in the day. You know, nighttime, I was kind of like, I'm not going to be able to see shit. It's going to be pitch dark.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to be in the cell. People are like, ooh, there's ghosts here. I'm going to be like, we're not even in the showers yet, you know? That's where the ghosts are at, you know? Yeah. They can't leave. Yeah.
You said something really funny to me in the car on the way down. And you were like, I'm leaving tomorrow. And there's a chance that I could not have sex.
Oh, yeah. Great. That's what we wanted to bring up.
Because
yeah,
it was
like,
so
maybe,
real.
Maybe not, you know? Maybe, maybe not. Who knows? We'll see. If it happens, it happens. Maybe it's just not right, you know? I ain't tripping.
Where are you staying? With her?
The tenderloin.
Yeah.
Just downtown. That's like the home. Yeah. Go to the Tenderloin, Brian.
You'll you got a hotel, and she's going to stay with you at
that?
The hotel.
It's like the worst part of San Francisco. Don't go there.
Oh, I'm going there. I'm going there. Is that where like all the liberals live? What's that mean?
No, it's like the homeless crackheads that'll rob you.
Dude, so I'm hearing about the homeless out in San Fran. It's crazy, dude, because like it's kind of like they have moms. Like they have like they get food for free at like you know like what are they called like serving lines or whatever.
Yeah, like about clean needles.
Like
they get food, they get water, they get snacks. You know, like they get money every month. They get cell phones. Like I'm like, dude, it's like they have no responsibility and they have a mom that just like here they don't got to do dishes, nothing.
Yeah.
No laundry, nothing.
Yeah.
Zero responsibility.
I'm sure the voices in their head are also like moms. They just have a ton of moms.
No, I think if their voices, like, I don't know about you. Sometimes my mom voice pops in my head, and I feel like it's like, because I need to do shit and be responsible, you know? So I don't think they have mom voice. They probably got dad voice telling them they ain't shit or something,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So wait, are you hoping to like meet them, like shake their hands, like stand in line with that? Like,
the homeless?
Yeah.
No, I just kind of want to blend in. You know, like I'm just going to pick like something up off the ground and cover my head like Assassin's Creed. And I'm just going to blend in and be like, just like I'm one of them, you know,
like the Walking Dead,
like the fucking Walking Dead. Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. I'm a fucking scalp someone. I'm going to wear it. I'm going to walk around. Fentanyl.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be fun. I'm glad the trip was fun and that it will be fun. And that, that would be cool if this was just the last episode to come out. You just, it goes so horribly, you're too depressed to ever come back on.
It's going to be funny. I come back next week and we do this and I just go, fuck that bitch.
You know? Yeah. That could very well happen too. Yeah, but then at least you'll know.
Yeah, I agree. Then it'll be closer. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
Damn, I wish I had something fun to do so that you get to come back and report about how this whole night went down and then you have this weekend. I don't know. I don't have fucking any fun shit.
You don't have nothing coming up? Nothing good coming up? How was Shrek 2?
Oh, it
was
so good.
Because of you, I had someone bring it up, actually. They were like, yeah, we're going to, at one of my tables, there. Yeah, we're going to do this. And because you said that, I knew that I could talk to them about that. Yeah. Oh, shit, my fucking friend just seen it with his girlfriend, you know?
Hey, I will say, greatest thing, full theater. 50 people.
Oh, yeah. I bet you it's fun.
Two children. That's it. Just
everyone
was adults.
Dude, I'm telling you, nostalgia is so in right now. Yeah. Like, everything is retro right now.
You think that because they're targeting to you.
Yeah, exactly. They're like,
do you know that there's
the money now,
yeah,
you know?
It's funny from you, but
it's from all of us.
Yeah. Our generation has the money now.
our combined incomes, we could still apply for welfare. That's how poor we are.
Facts.
Do you know that they have Shrek raves?
Raves?
Yeah, there's like raves where people dress up like characters from Shrek and they party.
That's funny. I would just go as myself.
Handsome Shrek came on, yeah. And I was like, Brian. And
after
like,
the potion.
Yeah, like, it is Brian. It is Brian. Yeah, yeah.
That's funny. That's the nicest thing you guys have ever said to me. Thank you. I said that to my table, too. But I always say pre-potion because I think it's funnier. Just yeah. Pre-potion, and they laugh so hard. And I go, it's fucked up, guys. Yeah. Yeah. It's mean.
I love that you're like working out bits at your tables. It's so funny.
That's all I do.
Yeah.
My very first day, people just like walk up, they go, you just like talk to tables that aren't even yours? I go, yeah, I just talk to everyone. I walk back tables, I like a shirt. They're like, thanks, man. Very cool.
Are people that shy? That's wild to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just also weird, like, I'm not supposed to have interactions with them, you know?
You're not supposed
to, like, help my own tables. And I'm just talking to everyone.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be thrown off if, yeah. like, a waiter that hadn't served me the whole night just walked by and was like, dude, I fuck with your shirt. Yeah. I mean, I'd be like, thanks, but I'd also be like, who the fuck was that
guy? Yeah. But also, it has to be a compliment, you know?
Yeah.
It can't be like, hey, let me ask you a question. How'd you get your girl? You know? Like, it can't be a full conversation. It's got to be an in and an out, you know? I'm going to make you feel good about yourself. I'm going to go get me a Coke, you know? Yeah.
Can't be the guy hypotheticals we were doing last week. Where we were like, would you rather have like a dick, two dicks,
or one dick? Yeah. Side by side or above.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Bro, I was, there was a guy at our show last night that was constantly yelling shit out. And he thought it was a good idea to bring a snake.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that.
He was Snake Man, yeah. And he kept.
Wait, it was a live snake?
Yeah.
Just like wrapped around his neck?
Just holding around his hand.
Just in his hand?
Snake. Yeah.
But it was like a garden snake. Like it wasn't.
Yeah,
like
it was a
normal,
small little snake.
This guy was out of his mind.
Yeah, and he left to go get the snake and then came back with the snake.
Did he sit down and like laugh at the show?
Laugh at the show. He was yelling out advice to people the whole time. Like he kept talking about like how he knew women, you know, the whole time. And he was like, I know women. I was like, buddy, you got a snake.
I will say.
Is that a snake in your pants?
I will say, I think we were not on camera yet when we were saying this, but I was like, there was like 30 of 35 were women yesterday.
Yeah.
We had 5 people that were menaces, all of them guys. The guys, except the one girl making the Amber Alert noises.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to hide me inside because one guy was like, wanted to kill me. He was outside screaming.
Just for nothing. Just because Brandon was like, will you be quiet? And he was like, it's my right to say whatever I want as loud as I want. And just like, God.
Oh my God,
damn,
how big was his neck?
He was big.
He was going to beat
big.
The shit out of
him. He was big. I was going to be Puss in Boots. I was going to hop on his neck and just choke and lean back. My big ass was like, all right, we got to be strategic about this, y'all, because this is going to be a problem, you know?
Okay, wait. Have you ever been in a fight before?
Yes, I have. Only one, though, in my entire life.
But he fucking won.
I won.
I
was in college, and it was the day before fall camp, which is like, fall camp is the worst time of the year. You have to be at the school from 6 in the morning to like 10 at night, Monday through Sunday, for like 3 weeks straight. You put up air mattresses in the locker room to sleep there. It sucks. So we were celebrating the night before, doing like what?
D1.
D1, yeah. D1, doing the celebration before a Taco Tuesday. Everyone's drinking. We're having a good time. One friend is just drunk, and he's like, yo, tell someone talk shit to me. And so we played video games together. So I was like, yo, you suck at Rainbow Six Siege. Like, say it 3 more times. And you know me. I was like, all right, I'll say it 3 more times right now. Yeah. And then he got up and he walked
like Will
over.
Ferrell from Austin Powers.
Yes, exactly. Yes. He walked over and he just hit me in the face, like while I was eating. Like I was eating a taco and he hit me in the face. And so like I shoot on his legs and then someone breaks us up and it stopped really quickly. And then I'm like, I'm pissed. And I'm like, dude, fuck you. Like, what's your problem, man? He's like, no, fuck you. And I'm like, you're a drunk asshole. I'm leaving. And I'm like, I'm going to be the bigger person and leave. And as I'm leaving, he just goes, yeah, that's what I thought, bitch.
Oh, that bitch. Yeah.
And I was like, Well, now all I right. have to do something.
What'd so you just say? Yeah.
I walk
yeah.
back up and I go, what the fuck you say? He goes, said you're a bitch. And I go, bro, after I was cool like that, you're going to be like that. And then he tries to shoot on my legs, like to take me down.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then we like scrap and I separate him. And I hit him like one with a right. I hit him two with a right because I have his shirt like a hockey fight.
Yeah.
And then the third one, I watch his eyes roll in the back of his head and I knock him out, like clean knockout to the ground. Yeah. And he was like so drunk and I fucked him up so bad. They like get him out of there. They're like, get the fuck out.
You didn't say anything cool?
I was like,
don't fuck with me, Brea, yeah. bitch.
I did. I mean, yeah. I don't remember, but they said I was just screaming at him. I was like, you can't fucking touch me. I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll fucking kill you.
The dark side comes wow. out. I love it. Yeah.
yeah there yeah. was like a silence for a whole minute after the fight. I'm like kind of cleaning up. And then yeah. someone just goes, Brandon,
yeah.
I'm never fucking never. With you again.
Never. It just takes once.
What was the yeah. sport?
Football. So okay. I fight an O-lineman. Like, this guy's bigger than me, too. Yeah. Like, yeah. Like a
but
couple
also,
inches.
Like, you play a sport where it's, like, simulated war.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why he's, like, challenging people. Like, people are not... We
so
get physical
guy,
every day, you know?
Yeah, so some dude just asked you to, like, say... Talk shit to me. And
this guy was my friend. I gave him my fake ID when I turned 21. Like, this guy was my yeah. friend. And then he just... started it and I beat him up so bad he went home and
bro he just got a Fight Club fetish that's it
but honest to God yeah, yeah.
he's
was
like the
a
guy
psychopath.
From Ted he's I don't remember I just
damn.
Like him beat up
yeah
know? Yeah
he like we all lived at one apartment complex so he went back there and a bunch of teammates were like what the fuck happened he was like bro the whole our apartment was like 514 he was like all the 514 jumped me dog they all beat me up and then his friend was like actually just Brandon beat
yeah
me
yeah,
up.
Yeah
and
yeah.
everyone was like Brandon
yeah.
Brandon beat you up like no one believed me I was like the quiet white guy so
yeah,
they were
yeah.
like I came in the locker room next day I opened the doors everyone looks and just goes oh
yeah.
I'm like getting carried
yeah.
into the locker room
nuh-uh.
Yeah.
It was awesome
yeah you're
something out
like
of a teen
Grinch.
Movie yeah.
yeah yeah you're like the Grinch instead of your heart your dick grew three times that day you know
yeah, yeah. I went no
walking a little taller you know
I had like four friends and then I had all the friends
everyone
by
yeah.
beating up
it's
a guy.
Crazy we love as men we just love the violence the competition Brandon's not a bitch he's tough mm-hmm. you know yeah Yeah,
I remember he's in the NFL now. He's the starting linebacker for the Jets. Quincy Williams walked up to me that day and he goes, hey, man, I always thought you was just some goofy, weird ass white boy. But
wow.
you know what? You all right. And I
yeah,
was like,
yeah.
I made it, dude.
I like
wow.
that's how you earn black people's respect, you know?
Just beating the shit out of another white guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, because I remember growing up, like I was bullied by this black kid, right? We got into a fist fight after that. So cool. After that, we were so
friendly. Did you win that one, though?
No, it was close, but I think he got me.
How old were you?
I was like 15.
At Does that count as like a fight?
Oh, it was a
oh,
fist
yeah.
fight.
At 15,
it was
yeah,
a fist fight.
A yeah.
Okay.
At one point in time, I swear there was like, at first I started off tough, you know. At one point in time, I swear he was hitting me so much that I just started punching up and missing him because I was like, oh shit, you know.
Like rock 'em, sock 'em.
Yeah, exactly. Like I was like yeah. this and I just started going up. I was like, oh fuck. yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Like I was like doing the Chi-Chi slide or something. You
Have
know?
You gone into a fight since then? Like in adulthood?
Yeah. Once or twice.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing, too. I was like, one, even if this guy was... I mean, if this guy was a little bitch, I would have definitely been more of a cunt to him. But, like, I mean, I couldn't have been more... Because he was also, hey, he said to be quiet. This is exactly what I said to him. Because he was talking to us comics so loud. And I was like, hey, bro, I'm not even asking you to be quiet if or, like, to stop talking. If you could just talk a little bit quieter because of the show. That was what I said.
Yeah.
I don't think I could be more polite. I did it yeah. in that customer service voice. Because Erica yeah. was like, hey, sometimes you're an asshole and you don't realize it. How did you say it? And I was like, I swear to God, I don't know how I could have been more polite.
Friendly, yeah.
And he just instantly was like, who the fuck are you? I tried
yeah.
to shake his hand. He just grabbed my hand and went, oh, I'm Brandon, man. It's all cool. And he just went, and I was like, oh,
yeah.
he's going to kill me. That's when I got scared. When
That's
he just
the
laughed
scariest
at my,
thing
bro,
ever.
And
yeah.
I was sitting down and all of a sudden yeah. he's standing. I go, if this guy starts punching me, I'm sitting down. I instantly have lost. I'm going to
yeah.
lose, but I'll 1,000% lose. So I like
yeah.
stood up after that. That was when I like went in the corner. I was like, I don't want this guy to fight me. I'll
yeah.
ruin the show too.
I like how
oh
Ben
God.
Was like, let's jump him. And I went, ha, 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 and he went, no, oh, you're serious? I was
That's
like, oh,
crazy.
Shit. yeah. I was
it
like,
was just,
oh, okay.
that was the whole night at Rocky's. It was so hectic. I had a bad set too. So it was just like, I bombed and now this guy wants to beat the shit out of me and I'm watching the room fall into chaos slightly because of me.
Brother, I'm already beating myself up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. You can't do what these demons
yeah.
are already doing.
Yeah, what is physical pain? okay. you don't know what's in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that something you guys worry about? Like,
all the time.
Getting into a fight, like having
every man you don't know you have an interaction with.
Yeah.
Fuck, even sometimes with your friends, when arguments get a little like up there and heated, you know, most of us have tempers. Shit can pop off at any moment, you know?
All the time. Yeah. I literally was moving my car and there was like a homeless guy getting just standing a little too close to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, mentally like, I need to be ready to punch this guy because he might punch me.
Just in case. Just in case he approaches me with a bad demeanor, I got to be prepared.
Yeah.
And like, you'll even meet certain guys that are like very insecure that are like already feel threatened by you and you feel them like trying to challenge you, even if it is just wits. You know?
Yeah, as and big guys too, you draw that a lot where everyone is just like, oh, you think you're big? And you're like, dog, I'm just here to have a beer. I don't think I'm anything.
No, I don't think I'm, Yeah, if you know how I thought about myself, you would know I know I ain't shit. Okay?
Here, dude,
you want to see my bank account and my credit score? You know? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny that you guys are walking around saying. Thinking about that all the time. You're like, oh, am I going to have to be physical today? And literally, like, women walk around like, are my words going to be used against me today? Like, I think about what I text to people for fear of it being screenshot.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing in our world, too. There's sometimes that's the thing. Okay.
You like, have, though, you have, like, we're sitting here being like, I hope I don't have to show this guy I'm the fucking man. You're like, I hope this guy doesn't rape me. Like, I hope this guy doesn't pin me down. Like, I've never been, like, that guy was like, this guy beat me up, but I promise he won't rape me. Like, that's never a fear that crosses a man's mind. So you have, like,
That's true. The physical part of it.
Well, that is prison, but you know, prison. Yeah. I bet you that fear crosses your mind a lot.
I'm gonna make
you
love
know?
In prison.
Oh, okay.
That's how I'm gonna get to the top.
Can finally be you. Or
yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I've never felt more open.
Just hanging out with the boys.
I saw on Instagram it's World Anal Day. Just so you know,
it's World Anal Day.
That's what I saw.
We're giving that a day. Holy crap. We're just giving free sins a day? That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it is World Anal Day.
World Anal Day.
I don't just see that online and make it like it's not.
Man, I feel like the gays get all the days now, you know? That's just another day for them, dude.
I think ladies could be into that, too.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Also,
sorry.
If we don't kiss, it's not gay.
If we
do anal, but you don't kiss me, there's absolutely
is that the rule?
Nothing gay.
Is that the rule?
No, it's just two dudes getting off.
Just two dudes. Oh, you're getting off too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you not familiar with how straight gay sex works?
Oh, my bad, dude. Now. Sorry, bro. Sorry, I didn't read that one in the Bible. My bad. You know.
In the have you read the Bible?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Nuh-uh.
No, I've had someone tell me how it goes, but you know. Isn't that what church is? Who can read the Bible? It's harder than Game of Thrones, my guy. You know? All the places and the names you got to remember.
Yeah,
it's rough.
You should go on YouTube and, you know, people will be like, here's the Napoleon movie in 5 minutes. You should do Bible recaps like that. Here's the Bible in 6 minutes.
Jesus is awesome. That's just the whole book.
Don't
Jesus
eat
was
apples
cool.
And...
Don't eat apples.
Adam and Eve. I thought you read this. It's your book.
No,
not in,
I was like, that's the first story.
No. But I've also read Johnny Appleseed, okay?
That's
so
propaganda.
I'm pro apple. All
that's
right.
Propaganda by the snake.
It's not.
Wait, Johnny Appleseed
apples.
Is a story in the Bible?
See, this is why.
What? Did I miss something?
See, this is why you need preachers and priests to interpret the Bible, where people are like, don't eat apples. It's a metaphor, all right? The Bible is metaphors, you know?
Yeah. I do like whenever Erica's like, I have my period coming up. It sucks. And, like, I feel for women on that. But there's nothing funny than just be like, shouldn't have ate the apple then. This yeah. period. And she's just like, this doesn't even. You're just watching like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But it's like, you know I'm being an asshole.
That's so funny. And so then she just going and you're just thinking about more of what,
Yeah. Well, then she gets mad. You go like, oh, I guess it's starting early then. Huh? Then it's just, you can't win the battle. I'm being an asshole. It's over. Yeah.
It's funny too, because then you got to deal with the repercussions now.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You're just bringing it on yourself. Yeah. You just want a bigger pile of
shit.
He goes,
Yeah.
I like it like that. Is that
fun? I mean, yeah.
It's like day
I'm
four.
Sure.
You're like, why haven't you touched me at all?
No, that's how I mean, you've been around me and Erica. Me and Erica are like that with each other, but we're also very like sweet. But it's, I mean, that's just how I am as a person. Is like
that's
very
just you playing,
jokey
yeah.
and playing. And yeah. like early on, it was weird because I'd like say something like that, and she'd be like, I'm so sorry, you're right. And I'm like, hey, you have to joke back or I feel like an insane person.
Yeah. Every time y'all ever see those TikToks where like, I married the funny guy and how he makes fun of me.
Yeah.
Every time I see those, I think of Erica.
Any
girl that dates a comic, it's like, oh, he's so funny, you know? And then year five, you're like, what's up with that nose?
Yeah. Why did they think it was funny to hide everything on the top shelf from me? It was such a, he left. I can't get these down.
Yeah, that's such a great funny one. Bit, that's a great one. Yeah. The cookies. Yeah. Snake Guy was. He was
that's
so
intense.
Lonely. He was so lonely.
He
I
stood
felt
up
so
and
bad
screamed
for
too.
Guy. Yeah, the
like,
whole time.
He was like, he. But at one point, remember when he was up going like. I don't fucking take shit from anybody. I'm the fucking snake man or something.
I'm the fucking, no one talks to me like that. No one disrespects me in my own house.
Was he wearing like alligator boots or like a vest of some sort?
No, it just looked like he just got done golfing.
Yeah.
Golfing?
Yeah, he had like a golf shirt on and a hat, glasses.
Ugh.
When I went up to him the first time and said, hey, bud, will you just keep it down a little bit? And he was like, and then turned back and seen how big I was. He was like, all right, yeah.
I'm like the other guys. Like we could beat this guy up.
Yeah.
Let's fight this.
Oh,
guy.
I was like, I was like, Brent, I don't even need Brent. I got this one. You know,
I gotta fight the snake. Someone has to. It's gonna be. You can't fight him and the snake. I'll take the snake.
Harry Potter had to fight Voldemort. You know, while Ron Weasley was fighting the snake.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
I agree. Yeah, but he was so lonely. I felt so bad for him, and he just kept yelling out like, "Get a dog." I was like, "Oh, you think that's the cure? You think that cures it? Dog instead of woman?"
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, but you have a boyfriend though.
Yeah, you found both. You don't have a pet snake and yell at people at comedy shows.
Yeah, but I
you
gotta...
should go tonight with your dog to the history thing. Just fucked up and heckle the entire little kids history thing.
Wrong.
It's my fucking dog.
Oh my god. So they're trying to just like recite the Declaration of Independence. Great.
He just starts. God bless America.
It's my right.
Yeah, he had this sad moment, too, where, like, the people started hating him by the end, like, especially the group of women. And I think they said something about him. Like, they were like, he was like, those women want me. And they were like, we would never want to be with you. And then he was like, don't worry. I got my snake. I like him tight anyway. Yeah. And then everyone in the crowd just went, oh, and Spencer was on stage and was just like, that was pathetic. Like, the whole crowd was like, you're sad. And he was like.
Bro, one of our guys that he says he comes once in a while, you know, and he got up and he said, bro, back in my younger days, I would have shot that dude. He said, I would have shot and killed him.
God, that's I think about that in Texas all the time.
Yeah, I was like, all damn, the time. I didn't know we have fucking.
Ride or dies like that.
Yeah, dude,
that's
I was
cool.
like, damn, we got fucking goddamn John Wilkes Booth in this motherfucker. This is crazy, dude.
I'm really impressed at that reference.
Thanks.
Good job, Brian.
Yeah. I was trying to find someone else, but that's the only one that came to it. I was going to go, Amelia Earhart. And I was like, no, that doesn't work.
The fact that you can name two historical figures, I'm impressed.
Yeah, that's
two. Wow. Yeah, that's
two. What the hell? All right, guys, I just want to let you know, history, best subject, right? Okay. All right. Got a C+. All right.
That's fine. It repeats itself. You'll
does
catch up.
Everyone says that. Does it, though?
Yeah.
When?
Like, in grand schemes of things, like the rise and fall of empires and countries.
How many empires has there really been?
Probably, like, five.
That's what I'm saying.
But five all being coincidentally. That's why I recently found out that the reason that the last four empires have fallen is because they get so powerful they stop spending money on their military, and then eventually when the uprising comes they have no military to defend themselves. So now I'm super hardcore Republican pro military because I don't want us to lose.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing that could happen though if we did lose?
China's in charge and then like our dollar collapses and we become a communist nation. I guess that would be the worst. Or we get nuked. Nuking would be.
Yeah, no, that the worst is like some Orwell book, you know, what is that, 1985? Is that the book?
Oh, yes.
Like dystopian, like you wake up every day and people are watching you, telling you what to do. I guess communism, but
a
like,
little
I
bit,
was like,
yeah.
we have that
like,
though,
like
don't we?
Bigger, like North Korean, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You said it right. They're already, like look at your ads. They're already listening to us. They're already all surveying us. We just have a government that's
No, but
like
waking up and telling you what to do is totally different.
Exactly. I think if China takes it over, there's already the infrastructure to watch and control us. But now it's a country that like actually would do it. As much as like you could say America controls us in ways, it's not the same way that we would be if like China was in charge. But I don't know. After seeing that, I saw that Civil War movie the other day, and after seeing that, I was like, man, I feel like that would be more likely how America collapsed.
Oh, yeah. Because
is infighting.
Geographically, we're not getting taken over by any other countries. Like, they're not going to make it here. You got to get through Hawaii first or England, you know, to get to us. It's going to be like either a cyber attack.
Why'd you say Hawaii?
Because if you're coming from the east, you got to get past Hawaii before you get to the States. Pearl Harbor. So you got to get past Pearl Harbor and all that before you get to the States and actually like get soldiers.
Like
on
our
the
Navy will meet you in open waters. Like,
oh yeah. It, yeah, yeah. Okay. So you got to get past all that before you get here.
Okay.
So like mainly cyber attacks and like Rome crumbled from the inside out because it was stretched too thin.
Yeah.
That's why they say how often you think about Rome, because that's what America is doing. Like if you look at all of America, every big city is just deteriorating. You know what I'm saying? And we just keep stretching out and helping this, helping that, trying to take over all of Latin America, but letting them in, you know, just creating more war so the big companies keep making money. And I don't really know what I'm talking about. I listen to Joe Rogan, but, you know, yeah, no, dude, it's like terrifying that, and we're just letting it happen. Like our generation is like, we're just watching America, the empire fall, and everyone's like, yeah, it's cool.
I don't know.
Why did it fall? Yeah, I don't think we're fine, but why do you think that is though?
We're definitely in decline.
Yeah, I mean,
100% for show, bro.
But I still think it's like, I mean, if you also look though at like, I think if you look at every other country, they're all, none of them are like really on the up and ups. Like China's massively overpopulated and like super communist and like killing millions of Uyghur Muslims and like all people.
We've never had like America's never had like a downtime besides the depression, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's the only thing we've worked out of. All these other countries have had centuries of sad shit.
Oh yeah,
and so they are doing better than what they've done before, you know?
Yeah.
And like right now, what the two scary ones are China and Russia, right?
Yeah.
And they're like getting more land. They're about to take more land, you know? They're about to take Ukraine. That's probably going to happen. And then China's probably going to take
No, they just sent a bunch of resources over today.
Yeah, we just sent. Yeah. They're not. No, dude, yeah. Russia sucks cock at war.
Dude, I don't
know. They're so bad.
It's almost like the banks, like too big to fail. Like eventually Ukraine will dwindle.
Well, that's the thing is Russia's so ass at war. But you know, you go, oh, we're horrible at war. But guess what? We have 80 million people.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We'll kill all
80
million.
And we'll keep sending them. Yeah, we'll keep sending them.
Here's the thing, America would do that too.
I know. There were numbers to them. They don't care about us. You
know?
Hey, it's
you
crazy.
Produce podcasts. Guess what? You're controlling the drones now, Brandon. Go kill people.
It's like, and America is great when there's like money and jobs, you know, but without money and jobs, it's not looking great, you know. It gets real rough when you don't have money to buy things, when the whole thing is centered around buying things.
Yeah, but I mean, also, like, if you look at, I mean, the increase in jobs in the last 2 years has never been higher in America. So all those things that we're, like, concerned about have been increasing.
Yeah, they're saying that, but also, like, because they're, like, getting you geared for the future when all the jobs are going to be gone, you know? Like truck driving is going to be replaced, which is a giant industry in America.
Yeah.
You know, sooner or later, all the AI is going to take over. Like the jobs you went to college for, you know, the shit that you're like on the computer for, dude, that's like 10 years, man.
Do you think like all the jobs that we went to college for are in our lifetime and we're not done paying our student loans, do you think we'll get them like wiped out?
Nah.
But like we can't use it. It's useless at that point.
Yeah, but Biden tried so hard to get rid of I mean, he passed the law like 4 times, but then every time the Supreme Court was just like, get fucked, losers, and just said no and overrode it.
Yeah, that's a rough topic right there. That's a tough. I mean, you had a scholarship. How do you feel about
that? So I like being an asshole and telling everyone that you are the one who took out that loan. Pay it back and get over it because it doesn't affect me. But that's just me being a giant asshole.
I get that. Yeah.
I get that.
How do you feel about it?
I'm with you. I've got huge amounts of student loan debt. However, how can the president say to another company that's in charge of this, like, nope, never mind, it's gone now? Like,
yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
If we can do that, then let's just get rid of all debt.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like, some things are just common sense with. Like, why are we going to pay for that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know what you signed up for. You know the risk of college. Go for something that is valuable.
I think you can say very easily that it's bullshit how much college is and how much they have like a stranglehold on it.
Yeah.
But like it's like crying over spilt milk. Like, yeah, you can't do anything about it. So if you need to go to college, go do it. Do it as smart. Because also like half the people who are in huge student loan debt, it's like, oh, well, did you think it all through and did you go to a JUCO for the first 2 years and save money?
Yeah.
Or did you go and be undeclared for 2 years and just do fucking blow and rack up $40,000 in debt? Like, I get you're a kid.
And then get an underwater basket weaving degree.
Yeah,
you know?
Stupid fucking sociology degree or some dumb shit like I have.
I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, you were like, all the jobs you went to college for, I was like, oh, yeah, all those jobs I went to college.
Yeah, but also, like, y'all went to y'all went to school for sociology, which is like, what do you do with that? You become a comedian.
I got into grad school to do social work, so I can't see how AI would take that, but also
I think AI is going to take some stuff, but I also think
people for that job. Mm-hmm. You got to have heart and some love because people are going through it. You can't just talk to a robot and be like, yeah, my mom hit me.
It's also like a really dumb thing to go to school for because you're spending so much money and they don't make nearly.
No. Yeah. And yeah. There's like when you look at, I remember because I was going to do nursing and I failed into the sociology degree. And then like I was just like, whatever gets me done fast. And they're like, you want to do sociology? And I was like, yeah, sounds good. And I remember like when you look at all the majors, they have like a list of all the jobs you can get. And sociology is literally like social worker, prison guard, mm-hmm. get fucked. Like yeah. those are your options.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When I was thinking about college, I was like, I wanted to do history. But then the only job was like archaeologist or teacher.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to, I'm not Indiana Jones, you know, like I'm not, I don't want to do that. That sucks, you know? Mm. So I didn't like even try when I went to school. I was like, this is pointless. I'm not going to be an engineer, you know?
Yeah.
Taking a business. There's no point in this, you know?
Yeah. It's weird. I don't think AI is going to like ruin the economy, but it definitely is going to like change the landscape. I think it'll be a little bit like, I'm sure when they invented...
I think that and robots.
Yeah, but I'm sure like when they invented like items like the printing press and like the wheel and like assembly lines. Like, I bet when assembly lines came out, they were like, they're going to ruin jobs. And it almost improved them. So like, it'll be interesting. I mean, I would hope too that our government at some point would like crack down and be like, hey, you can't use AI for this because it's taking jobs. You can only use... we have to have like a certain amount of minorities hired. Something about that, like you have to have a certain amount of humans in your company.
Yeah,
type thing.
That's crazy. That's going to be like the standard to go by. You know,
I think it'll be like right when we kind of die, though. I think it'll be the end of our lives.
I think one of the problems we need to fix here is like all the old people that are in like positions of power and such. It's time to like retire and move on and kind of let people, because like they don't even know really like what we grew up with. We grew up in such different times. It's time for like our generation and like the generation above us start like taking those spots.
35 to 65.
Yeah. So
35
yeah.
35 to 65.
Bro, I'll even give you 70.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Health is getting
35
better.
To 70. So you like are still in touch with people and what's happening on the ground, you know?
Yeah, because I think Joe Biden's what, like
81?
Yeah. He's 81 years old. That's
you know the joke I have about my grandma?
Yeah.
The exact same vibe as Joe Biden. It's just, you can tell. It's just not all there.
Yeah, imagine if she was running the country.
Yeah, I imagine. She goes, I'd fuck all your ass.
That just brings world peace. Finally, I feel wanted.
Yes, Grandma!
Yeah, man. I don't really know. We're sliding to the polls today.
That's what
dude.
I'm saying. I think younger people need to like pop in because there's so much that needs to be changed that's not getting changed, you know?
Yeah.
Like education needs to be changed. There's like a new way of learning and it can't be the old way. We got like tablets need to be in there. We need to be learning through video and like.
This is a dating, like a kind of dating, but also parallel thought that I want to hear your guys' opinion on this. Do you think that with like the amount of access to like porn and sexually explicit things that like this new generation is going to come towards, do you think we're going to need to like teach kids how to like treat women at some point? Like it's going to be curriculum in school almost, like,
ooh.
Hey, you need to hold the door. Hey, don't talk to women like this. Hey, like, cause when you get the sex ed in like
they don't really
sixth
teach
grade
you nothing,
and,
yeah.
and it, they don't teach you much, but even like when we
childish.
Were kids, that was childish for us. But like, dude, I think a sixth grader now is going to be like, showing the birthing video, like, dude, I watched 8 people 69 on RedTube yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, you're gay, and like they're gonna.
I mean, I don't even think like you shouldn't even be that accessible to the internet until you're like 15 or 16. You know,
yeah.
You shouldn't like you know, like them just asking you, are you 18? Yes or no? Like that's not even enough. Everyone's gonna hit yes. You know, they need to like find a way to like restrict that.
Isn't that why they got rid of the?
That's the Pornhub ban.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Texas wants people to have to put in their ID and stuff, but then Pornhub is arguing that that's like a violation, personal right. Like,
dare I say, fuck Pornhub? Okay.
Yeah.
Who cares about their opinion?
Yeah.
You know.
You think I can't find other websites?
Yeah, I don't care about Pornhub's opinion. I'm not gonna lie. That's proper by Texas right there. I think that's a good move, bro. As a person that tries to not watch porn, you know,
because it's also like, oh, you think that like by not putting in your ID and putting a private Google browser, they can't see what fucking SIM card and IP address that this porn search is coming from? They know. Yeah. If someone wanted to pull up the porn that me and you watched, if you watch porn,
instantly,
they could know. Why are you tripping? It just is one of those like, I'm not doing it type things where you're like, but who cares?
It's just too much work.
I like the idea though of having like almost like a historical chivalry class on what that looks like and why. And it's not just men treating women, but it's a reciprocal thing. Like how do you talk to each other? Because
I think like,
because we are so focused like this.
Yeah.
How do you?
I was kind of thinking about this the other day that like my dad didn't really teach me about a lot of that because he was so busy just trying to provide for our family.
Yeah.
So it was really like, I just figured out women and stuff on my own.
I learned from like through
Friends and TV shows. Like I want to be that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like the
you learned from the show Friends?
No. That's a great one.
I mean, yeah, but like I'm saying like Friends. Like
your friend. Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
And TV shows.
They like, have older brothers or something like that.
Not like Friends, but like you know, like you watch. Like I grew up watching like Drake and Josh and Zoe 101, and then they show like a couple of people dating and being happy and
but
respectful.
But even Friends, like what's working on Jennifer Aniston's character? You know, why is that working? Why is she into that guy?
You know? It's
what
how,
are the good
like,
qualities?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, as a guy, like, I didn't just walk out the womb and be like, I got to open doors. I got to be respectful.
Yeah. Of course not.
Like,
yeah.
You learn it from, like, taught behavior.
Yeah. And, like, yeah, my dad was a big, like, lead by example. So there was things I just picked up on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that makes my mom laugh. That makes her smile. That's very good. All my dad really told me was just, like, just be funny. Women like funny.
Yeah.
That's all he really told me about women, you know? And no glove, no love. That was about it.
Yeah.
My niece, who's 11, is trying to get away with crop t-shirts, and it drives my sister crazy. And I said, what are you doing? What are you wearing that for? It looks ridiculous. And she's like, Auntie Maggie, you wear it all the time. I was like, I do not. I do not.
Oh, yeah, the lead by example thing, you know?
Yeah.
And also, like, I don't think the going about the whole, like, oh, you look ridiculous is a good approach, because I think then they think you're old. What do you know? You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm still cool.
Yeah, but you know, I think they're like, but what do you know? You know? I don't know how you approach that. How would you approach that if you like,
it's situational. Like, if her mom can't say that.
No.
Her mom can't say that. But I can. And we'll go shopping and I'll be like, this is cool. And it is. It is cool.
Yeah.
To them.
Yeah, you do get that romper is cool.
I think sadly too. And it's got to be so hard if it's like your loved one or like your daughter is you have to like, can't tell them what to wear. I watched my mom do that to my sisters and then just watch them pack clothes
in
their backpack and
they just lean in harder.
And lean in harder.
Harder.
Yeah. And then it's like, you don't want to make them feel bad. And it sounds horrible, but you want to teach them like almost like, hey, if you're going to dress provocative, you are going to get attention. And I get you maybe want attention, but you're also going to get unwanted attention. And that comes with risks and dangers. And I feel like if you were able to like, explain that to them. So like, hey, you want to wear a crop top thing? Mm-hmm. Like, that's fine. But understand, like, guys are going to look you weird. They're going to hit on you. You're at an age where like, you're not going to like the men hitting on you. It's going to be weird. And I think that
at 11, that's
so, cause what you're in fifth grade.
She's in fifth grade. Yeah.
Sixth grade.
Yeah. Sixth grade. Like that's young, but like, I like in fifth grade, I was like, I have a crush on this
already.
Girl. Like,
yeah.
The crushes come. So, it's just very,
That's a very weird thing. I think you have to like let them be them, but just explain the risks because like, sure, like let them dress like promiscuous. They're young, so I'm trying to think of better, but like let them dress more showing, but then explain to them that they can't just go be like a whore for lack of a better word.
Yeah,
like they need to respect themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, I don't know how you fucking say that to an 11-year-old.
I know. It's an ongoing thing all the time.
Yeah. You know the way that SpongeBob stands up for himself against Squidward? Do that with your clothes. Yeah. Like, what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard, too, because, like, they go to a private school, so they have to wear a uniform.
Yeah.
And so on the weekends, like,
Zoe 101.
That's her.
You know what's even better, though? When a girl wears big clothing,
mm-hmm.
and then the reveal is like, Where the fuck were those hiding? You know?
Yeah. That was like a whole TikTok trend. Remember that? Like,
yeah.
Like, boom, boom,
oh,
boom.
Do I remember it? Yeah. Do I remember it? It's the whole reason bookmarks. I joined TikTok. Yeah. Trend was 4 years ago. I still get them, you know? Yeah, that's exciting. Because when you see too much, you know, then you got like almost bigger expectations and you take them off and you're like golden retriever. Like, that's not what I expected. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought that was going to be a little better. You know, then you take the sweater off sometimes. Oh, you're like, holy shit, my lucky day. You know, gold mine.
My lucky day.
Yeah, yeah.
That was very cute. There's one more thing you wanted to talk about.
Oh, dude, I've seen this.
Lonely haircut? Is that what you want to talk about?
No, this is just a quick statement real quick. And I got two things after this. When you're lonely and you haven't been getting a lot of love lately, go get a haircut. That shit is nice. Not by a man, by a woman. Just their soft hands touching you is fucking nice, you know? I realize there's a lot of things for a man if you are lonely. You can do things to fix that shit. I'm tired of hearing excuses that I'm lonely and it's tough. Go get a massage. Go to the strip club.
I love this.
Fucking Sports Clips. They get the hot towel, give you a massage. There's ways around it. Get a dog. Don't buy a snake. That's fucking creepy. All right?
Yeah.
But yeah, there's ways around it. Second thing I learned. Did you know cheetahs, male cheetahs, can make a sound that puts women cheetahs into heat? That's why they got the word catcall. Because they make like a, nah, 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 and it puts them into heat.
That's cool.
Wait, do this
again? Yeah. No, 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 no. That's, I,
immediately.
I imagine it's like, you know, that's what I imagine.
You're sounding like a shitty hook from like a 90s song.
I'm not saying I put women into heat, you know? You know? Yeah.
I like
that. But yeah, interesting, right? Yeah.
It is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just cheetahs, though, huh?
Cheetahs, yeah. Yeah.
Other animals like doing, like the birds that dance like that. Like
that's cool.
That puts women, the women birds into heat. They're like weird. We just do that, but with like Gucci bags and dates to Nobu.
I like that. I wish there was a move that we knew that put them into heat, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
I think you have it. I think it's just unconscious. I think it's like a pheromone thing. And I think women have it too, though. Yeah. Like, you've never been around someone where you're like,
that's me blowing up
my pheromones. Even talking. And I'm already feeling this, like a this attraction, this like pull to you.
We make a lot of eye contact.
Oh. you mean eye contact?
A lot of eye contact.
No, I think it's like a
lot of smiles, a lot of eye contact.
Woo!
Yeah, this magic moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I thought that was interesting. And then I heard this story as well. By the way, I got a whole joke for it, but it's an interesting idea for now. You know, that's why Mexican dudes are always catcalling. They're like, hey, I'm about to put her in the heat. Watch this. Hey, mo mama, I like them legs. She doesn't respond. He goes, must be a tiger.
I think you could just do that bit without mentioning Mexicans. It was like unnecessarily racist. Yeah. No, I mean, Mexican had nothing to do with it.
Well, I was going to say Puerto Rican because there is like a type of guy that catcalls. You know
just
what I'm saying?
Just say construction worker and then it's racially ambiguous. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
You don't have to put a race towards it.
All right. Construction worker. Yeah, all right. Yeah. Is it hot in here? Is that just me?
No, it's so. It's hot. Shirt is stuck to my back.
Yeah. And then the third thing I heard was. This guy found out that his wife had like a secret Instagram account that he didn't know about. Why are you laughing like that?
It's funny. Go
Have you done that?
No.
How would you feel if that happened to you? If you just found out Erica had like a secret Instagram you didn't know about.
I mean, I don't know how you're not immediately like, what the fuck? Because it's like, unless it's something sketch, why did you not just tell me? Because like Erica, when I met, she has like a Finsta, which it's like, 33 of her friends from high school all follow each other and post like ugly photos of themselves. They're like, we're so crazy. And it's like, that's what it is. So I don't care. That's like harmless, but it's like, I mean, I assume what was this woman like messaging other guys?
I don't know. He said he had a weird feeling, snooped through the phone, found it. And then was like, is it linked to other things? He had so many questions.
I would be like, sketched because Erica, like, probably like 3 weeks into his dating was like, hey, I have a Finsta. Like, I like you, so you can follow it. Like, all I do is really. And I like, it was so funny. As soon as I followed it, it was probably like 10 posts just documenting from like, oh my God, I'm going on a date tomorrow. Like, oh my God, I really like this guy. Like, oh my God, we're going on a. And it was just like shit. Like, it was just cute shit.
It's funny. It's literally about you.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, just no, don't be scared. Yeah. It's mostly about you. And I was like, okay, whatever.
Literally, that's as you follow her, the next one says, I'm in love.
I'm like, block.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was weird. I was wondering, like, do you think that's like divorce level problem? Like, say you were married, okay. This happened, would you divorce?
I mean, it depends on what it's being used for.
Yeah.
Because you could have it specifically to look, you know, if you're worried about being tracked, you know, in your ads or whatever, you could use it just for, who knows? Who knows? I will say, I did have a conversation with my beau about my Patreon account.
Beau?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't done it in a while, but I would post videos singing in my underwear. I would just play my guitar and like sing songs for people that wanted to pay stupid amounts of money a month.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. And I was like, you should probably know that that's a thing that happens. And he was like, oh, okay.
That's
no questions.
It?
Yeah.
No reaction?
No.
Just all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how an adult handles it.
He asked me one time, he was like, do you get hit on a lot in Instagram? And I was like, yes. Do you want to see it?
And he thought, do you
want
to see it?
Yeah. I was like, do you want me to tell you about it? And he was like, he thought about it. This was like a 2-day conversation. He thought about it and he was like, no, but the funny ones I do. So he was like, I do want to see like the really funny ones. I was like, okay.
I think that's the best way. It's like, yeah, you want to see the guy who's just like, do you like dragons? Because you're going to love when I'm dragging. And you're like, yeah, show me that asshole. But you don't want like, yeah.
I don't want something
smooth. I don't need
smooth.
To know everyone.
Yeah, you don't want to read something that goes, damn, that worked on me. Yeah. That was great. Yeah. When you get messages on Instagram, do you respond or do you say, or do you just nothing? Do you say
it? It depends. Sometimes like I know them and I'm like, haha.
Oh, gotcha.
Like sometimes it's my gotcha. My friends. It's like, you know, if you ever want to give your vibrator a rest, I got a really big dick.
God, at first I thought it was so smooth. The more you say it, I'm like, that's so bad. Why would you say that, Brian?
So sometimes it's like my friend and I'm like, no, yeah. That's cute, but thank you.
Don't worry. I sent one to Brandon too.
It worked on me too.
Yeah.
What was yours?
Oh, no, he said the exact same thing.
Yeah, he tired of using your vibe. Yeah.
Like, yeah, how did you know? I just ran out of double A's. Yeah.
Just ran out of double A's.
I don't know. I have to imagine. Do vibrators take like those D6 like volt battery, like the square?
That'd be
industrial?
So big.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Do you think sex robots? Will you look up sex robots real quick? See the latest, greatest one?
Yeah.
Aren't they like $5,000?
You think that'll ever replace women?
No.
Sorry, I was pulling up an image to show you something, and I froze. The whole computer's just frozen.
Oh, hell yeah. What was the image?
It was like, there's the way you looked at me when you said the vibrator thing, it was just like this meme of Woody looking like side-eyed, and I found it, but it's just not, it's not going to be funny anymore. It took way too long. What do you want me to look up?
Sex robots.
Maggie, if there was like a sex robot, like better than your vibrator, and like laid on you, showed you compassion and gave you compliments, would you buy it?
Well, with the compliments and compassion.
That's so funny.
I'll read this article and then just give you a summary here.
Like where do you store it? That's the thing. Like, where do you keep it?
It's like right next to
your
vacuum.
It's like a human-sized sex robot?
Yeah,
like,
you just put it next to your vacuum in the closet.
My vacuum!
Just fill it in right like it's a utility piece.
Clean up my mess. Ew, I don't want to have to clean it. That's the thing.
What do you mean, clean it?
Have you had sex with a person before?
You just give a little hand job after. It's clean. Mm-mm. That's all you need to do.
It would be nice not to be sweat on a lot.
I thought you liked that.
Kind of.
Oh. Yeah, tell me earlier what you were saying about that book.
What book?
About...
Oh, I read that. That's a robot?
That's a sex robot right there.
Wow.
That's a sex robot?
Yes.
Dude, that's how much that cost?
Yeah, right?
They said they're pretty affordable because they were saying that like the material that they made out of them is called thermoplastic elastomer, which is offering a tactile and lifelike experience while also giving like a cheap, affordable way to make it. So,
bro, if it had made out of human flesh, I don't even want it.
What do you do when you mess up her hair? You know what I mean?
It'd be funny if she got mad.
I just washed it.
I didn't think it was that lifelike.
All right, I found we can buy some sex dolls. I mean, these are crazy. Like this one is only like $600.
They look too much like dolls.
Oh, I'm getting some fucking buggy porn ads. Let's get off this site.
Yeah, you are.
No wonder this laptop runs so slow.
Oh my God, it says Joe Biden on there. I'm dead. Yeah, just the mess. I don't know. It's a lot of mess.
Yeah, that's too much, I think, you know. It's a little too much.
Do you think that sex robots will replace women?
No. I think men are the romantic ones, and we need y'all more than you need us.
Wait a minute. You think men are the romantic ones?
Yeah, because we have to get laid. You just go, da-da. We have to be romantic to get laid.
So you don't think that women are romantic?
I think you think you're romantic.
Whoa. This is like a mindfuck. What?
Yeah.
So we just watch rom-com and like eat ice cream and sit in our feelings because we're not romantic?
Because you watch those and you think, what do you think? You think, God, I wish I could find a man that romantic.
Yeah, because we want romance.
Yeah, and we have to provide the romance. So in essence, we're more romantic, right?
Is it weird for a woman to do romance things?
No. Y'all are good at planning trips, you know? Y'all are good at like planning things, you know? But we're the ones that gotta like spread the rose petals. Does that make sense? Like we show love differently.
Okay. All right. So I read spicy novels as like a voiceover actor, and I just got someone asked me to do a project, and Brian was like, "Wait a minute, what?" And I was telling him earlier that out of the dozens of books that I've read, the sexiest one I've ever read was written by a man.
Okay.
Because we're better. No, I'm just playing.
Because there was just like a hint of danger to it.
Yeah, because the implications.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you comprehend danger? When she said danger, I would say, yeah. Why? Yeah.
I
was like,
what? Danger. I would guess that men would write it better because men are hornier.
That was the only male author I've written for a spicy novel.
Okay. But he was the best.
And it was the one where I took the most breaks reading. Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Breaks.
Like, so you're voicing these over for the audiobook, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean this in the least weird way possible. Do you get horny reading them?
That's what I just said. Yeah, okay, yeah, so I'm taking breaks.
I thought maybe just your voice is tired. Because like, I've never read a horny book. I don't really know what they are.
No, and that's the weird part, too. I think about this a lot, is like the audience are women. So, but I'm not sure that I would want to listen to it read by a man. But also, like, as the voiceover actor, I'm like, I'm just reading this sexy shit for other women.
Yeah.
It's such a mind trip, and I try not to think about it.
Are you supposed to masturbate to these books?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Reading's cool now. Now I get reading. Dude. If we're masturbating.
Listen, that's why women tend to like romance novels mm-hmm. better than watching porn, because it leaves it to our imagination, so we get just enough, and there is just enough romance, and there are words and feelings and emotions. It's our porn. That's cool. It's our porn.
They also like making everything harder than it has to be, right, Brian? Right?
Yeah. I just don't know. Just danger. What is?
What is
the danger?
Like having sex on a skyscraper.
Yeah, like, yeah.
No, I mean, it's just like a little...
Like we're having sex.
I don't like to say the word, but it's like...
pedophiles after this, you know? If we get caught.
There's like a hint of violence to it, but not like
rough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, was 50 Shades written by a man or a woman?
I think a man. I'll find out. I'm pretty sure it was a man. Huh. But also, the BDSM community hated that book because it wasn't consensual.
Wasn't consensual.
Yeah, because the stuff that they're talking about, the violence in there, was not.
Oh, I've never seen.
It was
the
not
movies.
Consensual.
It's a woman who wrote with a male pen name, so her name is Erica Mitchell, but she goes by E. L. James, which looks. When I saw E. L. James, like, oh, it's a guy, but then it's Erica Mitchell.
Good. Look at her, still stuck in the past, huh?
Well, we're at like an hour, guys, and I'm fucking melting.
Yeah. Same.
Cool.
Good luck this weekend.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, have fun.
Thanks. Good luck tonight.
Oh, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
We have such a fun episode next week to see.
Yeah.
I'll find some dumb shit to do so I can have something to talk about. I'll go get in like a fist fight with it.
Guys, I actually went to Peru.
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
I don't want to go to Peru.
What? Ever?
There's so many other places I'd rather travel before Peru.
Oh.
But I mean, like at one point, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's like my top five right now.
Well, ooh, top five? Peru? Mm-hmm. What?
Is that in the bottom of South America? A little tip, little curl thing? Peru?
Mm-mm.
I think it's like more.
No,
middle.
It's like in the middle, like Machu Picchu.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it above Uruguay?
Maybe. I was just I guess I could look up a map of South America. That's kind of my job.
Just trying to sound smart.
Yeah. I thought
it'd be cool. You peaked smartness already. You don't have to do.
Yeah. 4 minutes into the episode. Oh my God, Brian knows things. Crazy. Crazy. That cheat effect. Man, really crazy.
Yeah, it's like right in the middle. Or, yeah,
I kind of know a lot about cheetahs. Like I shouldn't. You
that
know?
Is really.
It's like I can't. This laptop sucks.
It's under Ecuador.
Okay, I thought it was Argentina.
So it's
Argentina.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh yeah, next to Brazil.
Oh, it's gotta be nice. It's on the west coast.
Oh, and it's got a beach.
It's near the equator. Because down here it has to be cold as fuck. You're in the Arctic Sea.
Oh man, but I like cold water. So when it's hot,
yeah, but I think it's like not like our California cold. I think it's like 42 degrees.
Yeah,
down
good
there
point. Yeah.
This is a very like history, political.
Yeah, glad we solved all the world's problems today.
You guys
pay
are welcome.
Teachers more; they need it.
I've been Maggie Mayfield.
I've been Theocules.
Thank you so much. You can introduce yourself.
I've been Brandon LaShawn.
Thanks for watching. Make sure you follow us on all the socials at Slide In Pod.
Bye.
Bye.